USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thanked outgoing Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen for her service after the president announced her resignation over the weekend.
Secretary Nielsen provided experience and steady leadership. Her grasp of the issues and dedication were major assets for our department and as a result for our country. My colleagues and I thank her for her service and we wish her well.
The Pentagon announced on Monday that three U.S. troops and one contractor were killed by an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. President Trump's next pick to be the head of the Secret Service is James Murray. Murray is a career member of the Secret Service and will replace Randolph Allis. Attorney General Bill Barr will testify before a House budget hearing on Tuesday. He's expected to get questions about the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Trump administration sends another message to the government of Iran. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Saying it's part of the maximum pressure campaign on Iran, the U.S. is labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terrorist organization. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley.
It's the first time the United States has recognized another government as a foreign terrorist organization. That means a lot because Iran's economy is already crippling.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again accusing Iran of promoting instability in the Middle East, says this move was just and long overdue.
Gas prices went up an average of 6 cents a gallon from the last week, with the national average now at $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has some bad news if you're heading to California.
California takes the crown with the nation's priciest average at $3.79 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.47.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
With more on our top story, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen resigned on Sunday as several open house investigations are pending against the department, and President Trump continues to express concern over what he's calling a continued border crisis. Serving as acting secretary in the interim is Kevin McAleen, Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Republican Congressman John Joyce of Pennsylvania says that whoever takes over for Nielsen has to ensure that our borders are secured.
I think the president clearly has an overview of who needs to be moving this forward, and we need to move this forward. As a member of House Homeland Security, we need to be able to back up what the president has clearly stated to us, that we are in a state of national emergency, that we need to provide Homeland Security with the right tools to move forward to stem the tide of illegal immigration into our country.
There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the rock-in-place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. They also remind parents to never add pillows or stuffed toys to a baby's sleep place to avoid suffocation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.